Millions of passengers rely on the London Underground every day. It is one of the busiest subways in the world, and technology plays a crucial role in keeping people moving. Hello, I'm Cliff Sarin on ComputerWeekly.com, and today I am speaking to Adrian Davey, Head of IT at Tube Lines, the company which manages the Northern, Jubilee and Piccadilly lines on the London Underground. In this interview, we look at how Tube Lines uses cutting-edge technology to keep everything running smoothly. With close to 2 million passengers a day, it must take a hell of a lot to manage the Jubilee, Northern, Piccadilly lines. How has technology helped you, Adrian?
Technology is an enabler, and ultimately is about the people, you know, and our staff who do a fantastic job down there maintaining the track, the signals, and the escalators. So technology is about how we can help them to do their job better, and it's sort of the driver around the organisation, around trying innovative new ideas, trying to do it differently, so actually we can improve the service to the passengers to get the tube. A good example is some work that's been done in Tube Lines escalator services on something we refer to as the smart step. People who go down the tube, you know, you've got your big bags of shopping, you're going down the tube, how do I know that escalator is going to work? Some of this stuff actually amazes me, I think it's quite awesome. They've developed something called the smart step. It is a real step, it goes round with the escalator, and it constantly monitors how the escalator is performing, the strain, the temperature, the load on the escalator. Now, so they can optimize the maintenance routines and actually ensure for the general public that when they go down there, that escalator is going to be up and running.
Now, what do you mean by optimising the maintenance regime?
An escalator takes a huge amount of maintenance and work to keep it up and running. Now, if you think about it from the what's actually happened out there, the tube opens at about 5:30 in the morning, so the escalators are start up and closes at 12:30 at night. So you've got this escalator running constantly, day in, day out, 365 days a year. And you've got hundreds and thousands, you know, as you say, close to 2 million passengers a year going down into the tubes. So it takes a huge amount of strain and load on that escalator. So knowing the load on that escalator, understanding what the temperature it runs at, how well oiled it is, and the questions like this means that the maintenance guys can go out there and maintain that escalator long before it breaks down. And that's the assurance we need to give to ourselves and our passengers. So the things that probably people wouldn't realize is the steps on a escalator need replacing on a cyclical period, because as they take more and more load and strain, because they're going around the machinery and you've got people going on to them the whole time. So knowing when they're likely to fail and replacing them before they fail, that's how we ensure that escalator is always working.
Now, these smart steps are presumably built into the step itself or the escalator, but somehow that data has to be captured and processed. How do you think that will be managed?
Well, at the moment we're at the proof of concept stage, and the scientist who's been working, I call him a scientist because he's an amazing guy. We've done a fantastic amount of work on this. The challenge is now turn it into a business solution. So as you say, we're collecting vast amounts of data. First challenge is, how do you get the data off a moving escalator? I can't plug a USB port into it because the escalator's going round. I'm underground, so I can't, you know, how do I use wireless technology when when even mobile phones don't work? So the first challenge was getting the data off that, and we solved that by putting in wireless base stations and then linking that back into our network. That gets the data back to the sort of data center. The data's then fed into a SQL database. We've then put a layer of business intelligence above that SQL database, and again, not doing anything clever, but the design we currently have is within SQL there's huge amounts of business intelligence already built into the SQL license. So with that, we don't need to go out and buy lots of new products or anything like that. It's already there. And then the final bit is we'll publish that information via something like SharePoint 2007, so we actually turn it into real management information. And by that, it means we can design a dashboard that that actually tells us the health of each individual escalator and can alert the maintenance guys around when it's likely to fail, what threshold it's operating at. Questions like this that actually means we can optimize the maintenance routines.
Have you gone to the board yet to say, well, this is the proof of concept, this is what we'll be able to achieve?
The Tube Lines Escalator Service has done the proof of concept out in the field already, and it's got huge amounts of attention. They've done a brilliant job. If I want to be honest, they've done all the hard work. Our role is really around turning it into the final business solution so that it's a repeatable industrial solution, because as you can imagine, the number of escalators across the tube network, we need to turn that into a repeatable, cost-effective solution that we can just roll out to every single escalator and at the same time manage and control vast amounts of information and data. Now, I think the work we do is actually sometimes the easy bit. The guys out there doing the work on the escalators, they're doing the hard bit.
And at what stage are you with the proof of concept?
It's out there, it's up and running, and it's collecting data. So we've proved, so that the escalator guys have proved that it is cost effective, it is a valuable asset, and again fits in with where we are trying to be in terms of being innovative and trying to improve the reliability of the escalators. So that's up and running. We're now in the design phase of how we turn that into a business solution.
And this involves using the Microsoft technology, the wireless networks and whatever.
Yes, and this is a really back to what, you know, the ultimate vision and where we're going with our technology stack, that it has to add business benefit. And the beauty of where we are is that instead of having to sort of think through bespoke solutions and all these sorts of things, it's actually all off-the-shelf products. We're not doing, whether it's using a SQL, our SQL licenses or our SharePoint 2007 licenses to present the data or the business intelligence behind that, we don't have to go out and buy another product or another product. So again, it's getting the benefit realization of what we're doing with our enterprise agreement with Microsoft.
That's really interesting, Adrian. Now, one of the things that you mentioned to me a while back was the idea of smart dust, and it struck me, what is smart dust?
Smart dust is one of those wonderful little buzzwords that someone's come up with, but actually really sort of gets you and sort of, oh, that sounds... And it's, if you can imagine, the industry that generally has talked about the idea of doing peer-to-peer monitoring and some of the challenges behind that, and I think it's really becoming a reality now. So smart dust is a concept whereby, and it's been developed and it's up and running. It's a concept whereby I can put actual monitoring, in effect, smart dust, little RFID chips, things like that, actually into the bearings of a train to actually monitor the temperature that the bearings and the axles are running. So I can now start to get to in terms of optimizing my maintenance regimes, keeping the trains up and running and fit for service, is knowing the temperature of the bearings means that, if I see it start to spike, I know we need to go out there and do some maintenance. And it's that idea of predictive maintenance and doing it before you need to do it, and that will help us maintain our reliability.
That sounds absolutely, it's like science fiction.
It's the day, the dangers we get, we'll get very excited about it, and it's one of these things whereby with a lot of this technology, we've been involved in technology, many years now, and going back 5 years ago, we talked about the hype of the internet boom, great fun, but actually it's only becoming a reality now. And I think what we're seeing is, particularly with RFID chips and things like that, they're starting to come into the mainstream. It will take time to turn those into industrialized solutions that are cheap, reliable, and fit for purpose. But I think it's really getting there in terms of what we can do. So, we're in a lucky position where we've got our mobile contract coming up in 2008. So it means we can actually put in a robust mobile network that we can start enabling these things, because it's all very well having a fantastic monitoring piece of kit on a train, but how do you get that data back to base? So I think, you know, as it's not just about the smart dust on the axle, but it's how have you got the infrastructure that's capable of managing that? And I think we're not far off it. So we'll trial out some of these things, we'll work out where the benefits are, and then, you know, if we can prove the business benefits and that they are going to be fit for purpose and reliable and things like that, then we can start moving towards full solution.
That's absolutely fascinating. Now, beyond the use of like telemetry, you've also spoken to me in the past about the idea of collaboration products like Groove. How do you see those products helping your business?
We are quite an interesting company in many respects. Looking after the Jubilee, Northern and Piccadilly lines is amazing environment to work in. But if you think about it, we've got, you know, these 70 sites across London and people working in different offices trying to work together and collaborate. Now, where a lot of the new technology is going, and really where I think we're looking to take get benefits out of this is, you know, that sort of buzzword, collaboration. What does that mean for us? Well, I'm working on a document sitting here in Canary Wharf, and there's an engineer working at the end of the Piccadilly line. The ability to share that document in real time, to work on it together real time, to know we're using the same document, that's an incredibly powerful thing to do. Particularly, you know, when I think of our upgrade program, which is we're upgrading the signalling on the Jubilee and Northern line, and that's a huge amount. That's a huge engineering project. Now, you know, the assurance that we're all working to the same documentation, we can share that documentation, we can share it real time, has huge amounts of benefits in terms of productivity, in terms of actually productivity is great, but there's also that user frustration. Because, you know, you spent all that time working on something, and then you find you haven't worked. You're using a different version from the next engineer. So there's huge amounts of benefits for us around this.
Thank you, Adrian, and thank you for listening. Please join me again on www.computerweekly.com/podcasts.